This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a hers history and physical on a patient named Sue Brule. The last name is spelled B-R-O-U-I-L-L-E-T. And first name Sue is S-U-E. Now the date seen was June 16, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen and Frankenmuth. Ms. Harrigan's chief complaint. Ms. Brule is an 87-year-old female who was hospitalized recently twice, period. During that time, her blood pressure was up, period. On one occasion, she fell, hit her coccyx, and had pain and was uncertain it was broken, period. She began shaking, her knees gave out, and she landed on her tailbone, period. She had another admission related to a fall, period. This is a new patient for me, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. For her first fall, comma, she hit her coccyx, had severe pain, period. She began shaking, her knees gave out, and she landed on her tailbone, period. She also has a scar on her left knee from a replacement in the past, period. She has a history of hypertension. That's relatively controlled now. There's no headache or chest pain or any cardiac symptoms, period. She's had a pacemaker for 8 years, period. She also complains of jumpy legs, period. New paragraph, over the past 2 months, she's lost 15 to 20 pounds and has not been eating very well, period. She moved into Covenant Glen within the past week because she couldn't live on her own anymore and was not independent, period. She's not aware of any other major heart disease, but has the pacemaker and has hypertension, period. She does have some insight into her medical problems, period. She has mild but not severe dementia, period. She also has coronary artery disease and has an IMDR and also Brilinta for anticoagulation, period. New paragraph. Review assistance. Constitutional. She lost weight about 15 to 20 pounds over 2 months for not eating well, period. No fever or chills. Eye. She denies major visual complaints. ENT. She reports decreased hearing, period. Her left. She does have hearing aids. Her left ear has diminished hearing, especially. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no current chest pain or palpitations. GI, she has constipation, no abdominal pain or vomiting. GU, no dysuria, and she's incontinent. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia. Hematologic, she's ecchymosis from falls, no excessive bleeding. Musculoskeletal. She denied any pain when seen. New paragraph, past history is positive for dementia, coronary disease, hearing impairment, anxiety, hypolipidemia, urinary incontinence. New paragraph, on her past history, also put in hypercholesterolemia and pacemaker status. Then put down family history. Her mother had a stroke, period. Her father is deceased, but not clear from what, period. She has living children, period. In terms of social history, no smoking, no alcohol excess, period. She recently moved into this home. New paragraph. Medication. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Brilinta, 90 milligrams daily. Goose Pearl, 10 milligrams twice a day. Coenzyme Q, 100 milligrams daily. Dicyclamine, 20 milligrams three times a day. Tenapazole, 5 milligrams daily. Promethazine, 20 milligrams daily. Prozac, 40 milligrams daily. Imdex, 30 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 5 milligrams twice a day. Mitogen, 10 milligrams three times a day. Multivitamins, 1 tablet daily. Plutonics, 40 milligrams twice a day. Ranolazine, 500. And Ranolazine is 100 milligrams twice a day. Milk and magnesia, 1 teaspoon daily as needed. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. Is not acutely distressed. Arelin is adequately nourished. Blood pressure 118/158, pulse 59, O2 sat 95%, temperature 96.6. Head and neck, pupils can react to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, intraoculus normal, oral mucosa normal, is normal to inspection. Hearing was adequate. Exchange that hearing was diminished. Next up, with no mass or no dysautomegaly. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal as 1:2, no gout, no murmur. No significant edema. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. No cyanosis. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph mental status. She was mostly oriented. In orientation time, she knew the date, month, year, and season, but forgot the day. In orientation of place, she knew the city, state, place, county, or floor period. Ample period. She was oriented to the person period. Affect was normal. New paragraph assessment of plan. 1. Mrs. Goulet has hypertension, currently controlled by Lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, period. 2, she has coronary disease, now continuing Metoprolol 12.5 milligrams daily, plus Lisinopril, plus Brilinta 90 milligrams twice a day, plus atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, period. 2, she has mild dementia, I will continue donepezil 5 milligrams daily. 4, she has hypolipidemia and hence the atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, period. Five, she has a pacemaker noted, period. Six, she's on dental, 20 milligrams three times a day for abdominal pain, period. 6, she has anxiety, I'll continue bus bar 10 milligrams twice a day, period. Here's Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Use your promo code to get by 5 1 get 1 free off.